Hi, welcome to Bookie. Today we will unlock the book paper, paging through history. We probably won't feel anything special when we mention the word paper. I mean, take a look around you. Paper products are everywhere, the books and magazines we read, the tissue we use every day, paper cups, packaging of cigarettes, alcohols, snacks, and so on. Paper is very ordinary. However, can you imagine what our life would be like without paper? Even though we are now reducing our use of paper to protect the environment, no technology, no matter how advanced, can replace the feeling we have towards this object. We all know paper is not a natural product. Human beings went through a long history of exploration before it was invented. We tried writing with rocks, fur, bones, tapa, baked clay tablets, wax tablets. Afterwards, we then had papyrus, parchment, bamboo, silk, and so on. Back then, people worked hard to improve writing materials. How exactly did people record information back in paperless times? How was ancient Egyptians' papyrus different from Kailuan's paper? How did this complex papermaking technology of China travel around the world, despite all the geographical difficulties? How did Baixing's movable type printing influence the transmission of information? Why would we say that the revolution of technology would not eliminate paper, but would rather make paper play a more important role? Today, we can find answers to all of these questions through our reading of Paper, Paging Through History. The author of this book, Mark Kurlinski, is a well-known American best-selling author, now living in New York. He used to be the foreign correspondent for major newspapers such as the International Herald Tribune and Chicago Tribune. Besides the book we are going to talk about today, he has written several other works, like Salt, Cod, and The Basque History of the World. Cod won him the James A. Beard Award for his excellent culinary writing. His perspective is one of a kind. He would often start with a certain object and then tell the complex history behind it. Thus, he does not simply focus on paper in this book, he is showing us a grand cultural map that contains 1,000 years of history and knowledge of different fields. We will separate this bookie into three parts. Part 1, why did people invent paper? Part 2, papermaking and printing technologies give new life to paper. Part 3, the impact of paper on historical events. We know that all kinds of inventions come along with the progress of human civilization, but many people take it to be that the inventions are what change the progress of humankind's development. Take the example of paper. Many historians think that architecture, Renaissance, and industrial revolution would not have been possible without paper. However, this is a technical fallacy. Our various needs arise as society develops, and great inventions are invented to satisfy those needs. Kurlinski argues that the real peculiarity of humans, compared with other animals, is the urge to record everything and leave it for our future generations. The history of humankind stretches approximately 3 million years back, but we did not know how to write until a few thousand years ago. This suggests that, throughout most of our history, we did not have any written words. So how did ancient people communicate? Well, as their brain, mouth, and tongue developed, they became capable of uttering complex sounds. Moreover, due to the need to cooperate during activities such as hunting and building, people began to perform simple communications via language. Afterwards, people learned how to express themselves with paintings. They would depict certain objects with simple lines and color them with mashed minerals and animals' fur. We can still see such frescoes in the caves at Lascaux in France, painted in 15,000 BC. As society developed, more and more things needed to be recorded. People began to make all kinds of knots with strings to record different information or attributed certain meanings to subjects like beans, sticks, agate stones, and so on, in order to record and transmit information. American paper historian Dard Hunter once wrote, "Human development could be divided into three stepping stones: speaking, drawing, and printing." Through speaking and drawing, the Sumerians managed to invent the cuneiform system, which was made up of a series of circles and other symbols in 3300 BC. With the continuous perfection of written language systems, the amount of information to record also increases, and our need in terms of writing material also gets higher. At first, people carved all types of information onto stones. However, using stones was not only heavy, but also did not allow further edits and changes. Later, the Sumerians invented the baked clay tablet. Baked clay tablets are soft. One only needed to press a cut reed onto it to leave a circular mark, and then pressed it in other angles to create other shapes. Moreover, the tablet could be well kept after being baked with fire. However, this type of writing material has one fatal drawback: it is still not sufficiently convenient. Around 4 centuries after the Sumerian invention of the baked clay tablet, in 2900 BC, the Egyptians invented papyrus. Papyrus is a plant that grows on the banks of the Nile River, and it is often referred to as the Egyptian reed. The ancient Egyptians found every single part of it to be precious. Its root, stem, and core are all edible. Its leaves could be used to weave strings, shoes, and sails, and its tassel can make garlands. When people peeled off the skin of its stem, they found that there is an onion-like structure within it, about 20 layers. People then peeled all these layers off and placed them onto the ground as if weaving a straw mat. They would then put heavy things on them to squeeze out the fluid. At last, they would polish them with shells to make them thinner. This was how they invented the convenient papyrus. However, this kind of paper, being produced through simple physical processes, was entirely different from the Chinese papermaking technology that came later. After centuries of development, people began to have greater and greater demands for papyrus. However, the thickest and strongest papyrus plant only grew in Egypt. As such, this technology was always monopolized by ancient Egypt. Back then, the governor of a Greek city, Pergamum, wanted to build a new library, but the Ptolemaic dynasty of ancient Egypt refused to sell papyrus to them. So, the people in Pergamum had to find another way. About a century later, people invented parchment, a softer and more durable writing material. People would often soak the skin of baby animals in lime, such as the skin of baby goats or antelopes, dry them under the sun for 10 days, after which they would polish it with a knife until the surface of the fur became smooth and hairless, and finish it up with some more polishing with stones to produce a high-quality parchment. However, this kind of parchment also had one disadvantage: high production costs. Take the Bible for example. If we were to make one Bible only using parchment, it would take at least 200 animal skins. This was why papyrus was not replaced by parchment and continued to exist for the next 1,000 years. As writing materials became softer, the shape of words also changed. After the invention of papyrus and parchment, people began to install stiff brushes onto both ends of reed sticks. At this stage, words were no longer as sharp as in the cuneiform writing system, but had rather become much curvier. The Romans, for example, have replaced their stiff triangle word with the curvier D. The invention of written language and the evolution of writing materials changed the way people understood the world. In the age of oral traditions, people acquired knowledge only through their teachers. This face-to-face teaching could enlighten students with wisdom to the greatest degree. After written language was invented, people no longer tried to express their thoughts directly, but would write them down with words. People started to record the teacher's teaching down in writing, and thus detach knowledge from the teacher, allowing it to be taught and spread by itself. However, using the method of writing was not the same as direct communication, and people would thus often misunderstand the true meaning of the texts. Socrates, who lived back in 5th century BC, did not agree with this style of learning. He thought that writing would implant forgetfulness rather than true wisdom. Even Plato, who did accept this new trend, considered that the thoughts he considered to be the best were those that were never written down. In the 1st century AD, the great Roman rhetoric was in decline. Even though a lot of people were still against this new style of learning, they could not stop people from adopting it. After all, written language was far more convenient than face-to-face conversation, while it also held the capacity to spread ideas. Now we have learned that oral communication methods, paintings, and written language were all invented to satisfy people's need to record information. Thus, people had to keep exploring new kinds of writing materials. The invention of papermaking and printing technologies would come to give new life to these writing materials.